Ramayan Act 2, Chapter 14. Sita found. Scene 6. Hanuman succumbs to Indrajit's Brahmastra. Ravan was filled with grief and rage. He turned to his eldest son, Indrajit. That prince had earned his name, Conqueror of Indra, by once taking captive the mighty king of the gods. Indrajit had command of all the mystic missiles, including even the infallible Brahmastra, presided over by Lord Brahma himself. Ravana extolled his son at length, ordering him to go out and take Hanuman captive. The Rakshasa king felt confident that Indrajit would succeed, and he watched with affection as the obedient prince marched out for combat. Indrajit rushed out like the sea on a full moon day. He mounted a chariot drawn by four saber-toothed tigers of immense size. With an arrow fitted to his bow, he swiftly arrived before Hanuman. Upon seeing the banner Indrajit had seized from Indra, Hanuman roared loudly in joy, realizing that he now faced the famous conqueror of Indra. The crash of wooden tom-toms and war drums, which accompanied Indrajit, increased Hanuman's martial ardor. He grew even further in size and again leaped into the sky. Indrajit fired his long-shafted arrows, which were covered in gold and which had beautifully feathered ends. They screamed through the air with their steel points glowing bright red. Hanuman moved rapidly in all directions and skillfully avoided them. The Rakshasa released more and more deadly shafts, and they traveled in long lines like streaks of lightning. But the Rakshasa could not hit the swiftly moving monkey. Nor could Hanuman find any opportunity to take hold of Indrajit. The gods and rishis were struck with wonder as they watched the two accomplished warriors wheeling about in the sky. The Rakshasa realized that Hanuman was indeed formidable. But if he was a created being, then he would surely succumb to the might of the Creator's weapon, the Brahmastra. Indra fitted it to his bow, that special arrow he reserved for the Brahmastra. He chanted the mantra sacred to the Brahma and released the missile. Hanuman, instantly bound by the divine force of the irresistible weapon, fell to the earth with his limbs stunned. He understood that the Brahmastra had overpowered him, and he considered the situation. Hanuman had been given a boon by Lord Brahma that the Brahmastra would only be effective upon him for a short while. He knew he would soon be released. But this was an opportunity for him to be taken before Ravana himself. That would be useful. He could deliver a stern ultimatum to the Rakshasa on behalf of Ram, and then make his escape. Having reduced his body to its normal size, Hanuman was surrounded by a large number of fierce Rakshasas, who quickly bound him with large ropes. hitting and kicking him. The Rakshasas began dragging Hanuman toward Ravana's palace on Indrajit's order. Hanuman feared and feigned, and even as the effect of the Brahma Astra wore off, Hanuman allowed himself to be taken to Ravana. Within his mind, the monkey thought only of Ram and how he could best serve him now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.